T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will Manso from Local 10 and Bally Sports Sun. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Two good games tonight, Will. Which one's bigger? You got Heat and Golden State. You've got Panthers and Boston, which has a lot of juice to it.
I got to go with Heat only because the Heat are at the bottom of the playoff race, where the Panthers are at the top. And I know positioning in the top of the playoffs is important, and, you know, whether the one seed and President's Cup and all that stuff. But, I mean, avoiding the play-in game is the priority right now for the Heat. Them not getting the playoff game would be a huge win. And games like this at home, where they haven't played particularly well, are just too important, especially with only 11 left.
And, Will, with the Heat, man, I just got to – how do they score 88 against the Pelicans and then 121? How do they score 33 more points 2 days apart? What happened, and what do they need to do moving forward to give me the Cavs game more?
I think Spo said it after the game. If I had the answer to that, you know, we wouldn't be sitting in this position. But it's a great question. I mean, it's a question everybody wants to ask. This team is maddening. You know, 1 week you think they're turning the corner, they win a couple games, you're scoring 115. The next, they can't crack 100, and it's just the frustration with this team, and maybe it's the in-and-out nature of the lineup, maybe it's the inconsistencies, but guys, 70 games in the season, you can't make that excuse anymore. You've got to have some sort of rhythm and shot-making ability, and right now, you know, when they hit threes and they move the ball around and the movement's there and the defense leads the offense, they're as good as anybody in the NBA. When they don't, they're as bad as anybody in the NBA, which is wild for a team that's got so much playoff success the last 4 or 5 years. So I wish I had the answer. I don't, but we know what this team is capable of. At least they've shown it. We unfortunately also know the downside that they're capable of, because they've shown that too.
They're right. So I'm with you. They're not either team. The team you saw against New Orleans, they're not that team. The team that you saw against Cleveland, they're not that team either. They're somewhere, I guess, in the middle. The question is, what needs to be done to make sure the team that's closer to the team that we saw against Cleveland, the team that we see in the postseason?
Defense. I mean, I think it and Spo says it, and I know it's a cliche, and I know it's the whole Heat identity and culture and all that stuff that they talk about, but it's actually basketball is legit. I mean, when they play defense and they make things tough offensively for the other team, create turnovers, get in transition, they're a different team. They just get easier baskets. And when you are struggling to produce offense at times in the half court or even pushing the ball, you've got to get easy baskets. You've got to get help from the other team making mistakes, which means your defense has to lead those mistakes. So the formula for the Heat is always defense, but in particular with this team, again, Tyler's out. You know, they may get Kevin Love tonight, but Duncan's still out. With the in-and-out nature of the lineup, and you need shooters so much, and just they haven't been consistent with that, when you play defense, you have a shot. I mean, they keep teams in the 100 to 105 range. They're going to be in good shape to win games, even when the offense isn't there. When they're trying to, you know, when they can't slow down a team, and they're trying to go 115, 120 on a team, and their offense stalls, you get a night like New Orleans.
Will, one of the bigger storylines going into the end of the season, aside from Tyler, Duncan Robinson, if they were both healthy, who would start, is Nikola Jokic maybe locking down that fourth spot next to Bam Adebayo. Do you think we've seen enough? I know Spo has spoken highly of him over the past week or so. Do you think we've seen enough where, at least for the play-in or the first round, whatever comes, it'll be Nico starting at the four?
I mean, a month ago you asked me this question, and I'd say Spo, you know, has shown in the past he's not afraid to pull the trigger and make another move, even for a guy that's been starting a while, and put someone else in there, whether it's Kevin Love or Caleb Martin, whoever it may be. with the injuries that have happened and Nico being in this consistent role now, now I'm thinking it is a possibility and probably the likelihood that he's in the starting lineup. Now, I do think it will be predicated on matchups. If, depending on who they play in the first round, it's a matchup where Spo doesn't see the fit at the four and maybe wants the experience of a Kevin Love, maybe wants the quickness in the defense and the explosiveness of a Caleb Martin, I could see that being the shift. But I think at this point, when you look at consistency and availability, Nico has been that guy. I mean, he may not be putting up eye-popping numbers, but he is getting used to that role and feeling very comfortable with the guys around him. So it would not surprise me. Where, again, a month ago you asked me that question, and I'd still be wishy-washy. I'd be like, I don't think they're starting Nico. I feel a little different now.
And Will, and we've talked about this, and I've heard in the past, oh, the playoffs are coming. They're going to tighten the rotation. I just looked. I didn't even know. In the Cavs game, 12 players played, but nine players played over 20 minutes. That tighten the rotation thing, is that going to happen? Or are we going to see, like you said, even you just brought up matchups. Is Spo going to throw out there who he thinks whoever he needs to win this game?
I think the old days of the I got to tighten the rotation is that's dead. I think especially that's the days where I think you had the three or four stars, you know, a couple stars, and then three or four role guys to go with them. This team, since day one, what's the first thing Spo said in training camp? You guys remember it. Depth is our strength. I love the depth of our team, and that became a big storyline early. Well, that depth has been tested. So wherever you get bodies back or whoever's available, whether guys, particular guys aren't back, I still think depth has got to be the way you go in. You can't preach depth, right, all season. Use that depth all season because of injuries or whatever the case may be, and they get to the playoffs and say, okay, only eight guys are playing. I just think that I don't see Spo doing that, again, because of the matchups, because of the in-and-out nature of the guys, because, quite frankly, he's got a lot of options in certain spots where I think he could turn to a veteran like a Patty Mills in one game and then not play him at all the other. I mean, that's just the way Spo's built, and the players know that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.